European interior ministers have held an emergency meeting in Brussels to address tensions over migration and the fate of people rescued in the Mediterranean. Figures from the EU Border and Coast Guard Agency show more than 280,000 asylum seekers arrived in Europe this year. But that doesn't include the 4 million Ukrainian refugees who've been granted permission to stay in Europe. Dominic Cain has more.
It is not particularly surprising, given that the mood music here was that it was unlikely that a definitive solution would emerge from this meeting. Well, there have been lots of warm words. I have a statement from the Czech Ministry of the Interior, the Czech Minister of the Interior, rather, who obviously has been presiding over this, and says effectively that today's meeting, ministers reiterated their commitment to finding concrete common solutions that can be put in place immediately while working closely together on concluding the ongoing migration reform as soon as possible.
China's reported a record high of new COVID-19 infections for the second day running. Nearly 33,000 were registered on Friday. That's the most in a 24-hour period since the pandemic began. Almost 2,000 of those cases were in the capital, Beijing, where most residents have been advised to stay home. The cities of Jiangsu and Chongqing had the highest number of cases. Restrictions have been imposed under China's zero COVID policy, including lockdowns and mass testing. M23 rebels say they reject calls by East African leaders to withdraw and disarm from territories they've taken in Democratic Republic of Congo. The group, which is widely believed to be backed by Rwanda, said in a statement it would respect a ceasefire but would retaliate if attacked by Congolese forces. Rwanda's repeatedly denied accusations that it supports M23 rebels. In Brazil, at least three people have been killed and several others injured when a shooter gunman opened fire at two schools in the southeastern state of Espírito Santo. The attacks happened in the small town of Aracruz. Officials say a teenager in military attire opened fire at the two schools, one private and one public. The suspect is still missing. Brazil's president-elect, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, has called the incident an absurd tragedy.